Today, my dear faithful, is the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. And the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 13. Brethren, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is comprised in this word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The love of our neighbor worketh no evil. Love, therefore, is the fulfilling of the law. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 8. At that time, when Jesus entered into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awaked him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus saith to them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then rising up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. But the men wondered, saying, What manner of man is this? For the winds and the sea obey him. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then rising up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, my dear faithful, our Lord was with the apostles sailing in a little fishing boat. However, a storm raged around them, and the boat was about to capsize. The apostles, many being experienced fishermen, struggled against the winds and the waves, but all was to no avail. They saw that the raging waters would soon bring the boat down. They would be lost amidst the lake and possibly lose their lives. And all the while, our Savior slept. Throughout the tempest, Christ slept as if nothing was wrong. Finally, the apostles, seeing nothing else to do, awakened our Lord, shouting over the crashing waves, Lord, save us, we perish. Immediately, our Lord awoke, turned to the apostles, and asked, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he stood and commanded the winds and waters to be still, and in an instant all became calm and quiet. Truly, my dear faithful, this gospel shows our Lord as the King of Kings. With infinite power, he rules over all creation. With a simple command from Christ, all is calm, all is righted. And yet, despite his omnipotence, our divine King often lets storms arise and even rage on. This is true of not just wind and water, but of daily circumstances in our own lives, as well as in the lives of the saints. Even St. John Bosco, whose feast day we celebrate tomorrow, he too had storms, so to speak. St. John Bosco was a priest in the 19th century who worked with boys, both from families, as well as abandoned ones, who had no one else looking after them. This great saint worked wonders with all, instilling in them the Catholic faith and Catholic morals. However, that also meant he suffered many storms, some that could have killed him, but also the daily ones, the little tempests that we too experience. At one time, Don Bosco was hurrying on his way to an appointment when he met two of his boys. One of them, a shoeshiner by trade, called out to Don Bosco that he wanted to shine Don Bosco's shoes. To the priest's repeated excuses, "I'm sorry, I must go, I have an appointment," the boy, out of earnest, oblivious devotion, persistently pestered Don Bosco to let him shine his shoes. That's when the other boy stepped in. "Can't you see he's in a hurry and doesn't have time?" With outraged dignity, the little shoeshiner declared, "Well, I am his friend." The other boy snapped back indignantly as well, "So am I." The two boys began to argue, and then they began to let their fist do the talking. So now Don Bosco, already a little late for his appointment, had to give up on it entirely, stop the fight, and reconcile the boys. Now, my dear faithful, it is true. This story is not a life-threatening storm. It is not nearly as thrilling to hear about as today's gospel. And it would be far less exciting to live through it. However, that's one amongst thousands of daily little storms that Don Bosco weathered every day with patience. Everyone wanted Don Bosco, the boys to be with him, and good souls to ask his advice. But he also had enemies who wanted to get rid of him. How many storms did this saint endure? It is hard to imagine, but it helps us see that we aren't the only ones. Reading today's gospel, though, we can so easily shake our head at the apostles' lack of faith. Didn't they know our Lord was in the boat? How could anything go wrong with him there? They've seen him work miracles again and again and again. And yet, when we have storms in our own life, how easily we can lose patience with them. Whether very serious matters or little tempests of daily circumstances, we forget our Lord is in command and perfectly in control. He allows this tempest, so to speak, and he allows it for a reason. As St. Paul tells us, we are to fill up those things that are wanting of the sufferings of Christ. Now, what could be wanting or lacking in the sufferings of Christ? Our Lord's merits on the cross are infinite. How can they be filled up when his merits are never ending? What is lacking, my dear faithful, is our own participation in the cross of Christ. As his subjects, we are to follow our King and make a return to him for his sacrifice for us. For that reason, God allows us to have sufferings, crosses to bear, storms to endure. Each sorrow in our life is allowed for our own greater good. And one of the first goods is our virtue of patience. Patience is defined as that virtue which inclines man to endure evils so that he may not be oversaddened at them. These evils are the sufferings of life. They are storms we must weather. Sometimes they are physical, such as sickness, pain, or danger. At other times, they are moral evils, as in the case of St. Don Bosco and his two tempestuous little friends. Some moral evils are temptations, loss of reputation, or annoyances of whatever kind. When we suffer an evil, regardless of the form it takes, we are naturally saddened at it, like it must have been for Don Bosco. When his boys began to fight while he was hurrying on to a meeting, how he must have been tempted to groan. "I am working so hard, but this is the result." But no, his virtue of patience kept nature in check, as we should as well. We should not, like the apostles, submit ourselves to the storm, usually by anger. That just adds to it, making everything worse. However, it is true that often we will not see the purpose in the storm. The apostles did not understand that our Savior allowed this cross, this storm, as a test for them, a test to prove their confidence and their patience. The fear, anxiety, and anguish they underwent were sufferings to be carried trustingly and patiently for our Lord. They were to work as best they could, confident that our Lord will take care of them. Instead, they gave up. For that reason, our Lord rebuked them. "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" As if he said, "Where is your trust in me?" We too are to trust that God will never allow us to have a cross that is too much to bear. From all eternity, knowing our strength and knowing our weakness, God chose this particular cross and fitted it exactly for our shoulders. Our Lord gives us a fraction of his cross to carry. And what our King asks of us is to bear it well. When in his infinite wisdom he wills to free us from it, he will say, "Peace, be still," and all will be righted. This is true of our own personal life as well as for the world's problems, such as our present times. Our world is caught in a storm, a tempest of a materialistic, anti-Catholic, God-forsaken spirit. The Church's external institutions are in ruins. America's laws are so often immoral and grow daily worse. At times, our world looks hopeless. But, my dear faithful, nothing has changed. Christ is still King, reigning. He may seem to be sleeping, but all things are in his power. No matter the tempest, whether raging waters or even an entire world set against him, Jesus Christ is still the Almighty King. During the times, then, when you have crosses to bear or feel anxious, look to our Lord for the answer. Think of our Lord amidst the storm at the sea. See him stand amidst the crashing waves and howling winds. Hear him calmly say, "Peace, be still." And know that when he sees fit, he will again say for you and for our world, "Peace, be still." Until then, my dear faithful, carry your cross and trust your King. Bear it patiently after him. Have confidence in Jesus Christ. When he sees fit, when the time is just right, we will behold our Lord rise, and all will be well. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.